Hello, everyone, and welcome to the season finale of The Drew View. In today's show, we are going to be talking about season one, how it went, and how you can expect season two to go moving forward. I'm Drew Bennett, and you're listening to The Drew View. Alrighty, folks, thank you guys for coming back to the finale of the show. So, in today's show, what we're going to be doing is recapping season one of The Drew View. We're also then going to be talking about what you can expect from season two. So, first off, I can't start off a finale episode of a season without saying thank you to every single person who has listened to, even if you've just listened to a couple seconds of a single episode, whether that maybe that episode was my valedictorian speech and you just really wanted to hear me give that speech. Maybe it was an interview that I did with one of the Talking to Teens segments. I know I did only a couple of those and we're going to get better at that. We'll talk about that later. But maybe you tuned in to one of those, or maybe it was something else that somebody sent you that you were like, yeah, I'll give that a listen. So I do want to say thank you. Even if it was just one episode that you listened to, you helped the show out. I greatly appreciate all of the support, and I want to say thank you. Throughout my first season of a podcast that I pretty much started out of nowhere at potentially the worst time to start a podcast, which is in the summer when people are always busy and doing stuff. And I started the podcast more around springtime, and then I continue to end of the summer. But again, people are busy traveling, doing a lot of things, and it's not usually the best time for a podcast. But I jumped into it kind of new. Nobody really knew that I was going to be doing this. A couple people found out, and then it was able to jump to almost 2,000 downloads throughout the first season. So I do want to say again, thank you to everybody who has listened, and thank you to everybody who has made it a point to sit down and listen to me talk every single day. I know sometimes it probably gets boring. Sometimes it gets redundant. You might be like, you know what? Why do I keep listening to this kid? I mean, he's 18 years old. He's young. He's naive. And you could be right about all of those things. I am young, and I might not know what I'm talking about, but thank you for everyone who is like, you know what? I'm going to listen to every single episode of the show. I know there are some of you out there. I am super grateful for everyone who has done that. I really do appreciate it. I want to just go through and highlight some of the best episodes that have come out from the show, and I want to talk about some of the ones that have been my favorite and ones that have gotten a lot of support. One of those is the introduction to the show. When I first launched and I kind of introduced myself, talked about what the show was about, I started off and got a bunch of support right off the get-go. I think at this point, that episode has about 70 listeners. I mean, that's pretty dang good for someone who jumped into this thing out of nowhere. I didn't have any big grand opening, any like, you know, start episode that was super crazy or anything. I just jumped into this and said, hey, I kind of want to start a podcast. I did, and I got almost 70 listens in my introduction episode. A little bit later, I talked about how I am going to be starting a series called Talking to Teens. And in episode 10, I did that. That segment went very well. 45 listens I had in my Talking to Teens segment with my friend Jake Sawicki. We went through all sorts of different things. My former President Trump indictment episode got quite a few listens. That was one. I was really fired up. And for the most part, like I said, from the get-go of the show, I'm focused on being rational, not being super emotional, but just kind of being logical about the things that I talk about. But I did bring a little bit of emotion into my voice while I was making these logical opinions, while I was making these logical points. And that was just because I thought that it was so wrong what they were doing to former President Trump. I thought it was a disgrace to our country. It set a horrible precedent. And so I just kind of laid it all out there. I made my case point by point. So that was that episode. That one went over actually pretty well. I've had quite a few people comment on that one. Then I officially made it as a commentator. I got my first email. And after that, I was like, okay, now it's on. And Again, I didn't really get hate mail, so to speak. Somebody sent me a book about how Donald Trump was a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad guy after I apparently spent like one episode defending him because I thought what they were doing to him was just an utter disgrace. So I got my first hate mail, and I kind of went into that and debunked the first couple chapters of that book. I could never bring myself to keep talking about that book. I didn't want to give it any more promotion, but I went through a little bit of that. Then I wanted to do a new segment. I was calling all people who disagreed with me to sit down with me and have a debate. You could come on the show and find a topic that you wanted to debate. We would find one, a segment called Drew Debates. And I listed a whole list of probably 40 issues, maybe not that many, about 25 issues that I really cared deeply about. And I was like, if you want to come and have a conversation about these topics, it's not going to be, no animosity, just a civil conversation where it's, I call it a debate, but it's more so just like two people having a conversation, trying to get to understand the other's points better. And to nobody's surprise, nobody actually took me up on that offer because I don't think people wanted to debate me because, I don't know, you guys tell me what you think the reason is. I think they just didn't want to get beaten a debate by an 18-year-old. That's what I'm going to tell myself anyway, is that they just thought that they might lose a debate to an 18-year-old, and they thought that that would be embarrassing. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I went through the candidates that I thought were the top 10 most interesting candidates for president in 2024, and I kind of sort of updated that list yesterday where I talked about the best candidates on the issues. I had another Talking to Teen segment with my girlfriend, Emily Underwood. That episode did well. And back to back, right after that episode, I uploaded my valedictorian speech that I spoke at my graduation. And that did really well, those two episodes. So that was a really good kind of Thursday to then Monday, a couple back to back episodes. Then I talked about the strengths and weaknesses of different Republican candidates. That went over pretty well. And then I kind of went through, again, just more of the news. I was able to do a Memorial Day special with my grandpa, and he kind of helped do a little tribute to my great uncle, which would have been his brother. And we kind of did that on Memorial Day, talking about the holiday, kind of what it means and how we should treat it. So that was really good. Then I went through after that, and again, for the most part, it was just keeping up with the day's news, talking about different headlines that came out. So it wasn't anything too crazy until we got to an episode 50 special, and then we kind of went on from there. Then I had an episode that did really well recently, one that I was really proud of, and it was called We All Need to Take a Chill Pill Sometimes, myself included. And what that episode entailed was sometimes we have so much animosity toward one another, and sometimes we need to realize that we, a lot of times, we have the same goals, we have the same things that we care about, we do want the best. The problem is we have different ways of going about it, but that doesn't mean that the other person is a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad individual. It just means that we have differing ways of solving problems. I don't think that we kind of take time to appreciate that enough. So that episode did really well. I was really happy about that. And then again, we kind of just went through, we did some candidate analyses, and I went through the Democratic side, Marianne Williamson, Robert F. Kennedy, and Joe Biden. And I kind of went through all of those candidates, described a little bit about their campaigns, what I thought. And then we got up pretty much to today. And that brings us to the finale of season one of The Drew View. Now, it's bittersweet for sure because, number one, I love politics. I like talking about the news. I love providing commentary. I love doing this. But with college coming up, and I guess I want to explain a little bit about why season one is ending and what I plan on moving forward. And then I'm going to kind of do a reflection on season one as well. So with the podcast coming to a close for season one, the reason I had to make that decision was because I have college coming up in about a month now. We're about a month exactly removed from when I move into college. Now, when I move into college, those first few weeks to about a month or so of college can be incredibly difficult. So I didn't want to go in with these expectations that I'm going to be uploading a podcast 4 days a week and I'm going to be able to continue doing what I'm doing now once I am in college. I don't know how realistic that is. So I wanted to kind of take a little break, give myself about a month before college, and then possibly a month into college before I kind of decide where to go next. So what I kind of am thinking, and I, just so you all know, I'm kind of going to run you through what I'm thinking, is my intention is to take this month before college and work on a few logistical things like getting content around for episodes, thinking of different segments I can do. Because if you remember, if you go back and watch the introduction to the show, I had all these different segments planned that I was going to do on Mondays and on Tuesdays and on Wednesdays and on Thursdays. And if I did occasionally things on Fridays, and well, needless to say, those didn't all go as planned. It started off well-intentioned, didn't always end that well, just because, again, I have all these plans, I have big ideas, and sometimes they just fall a little short, and that's okay. I do want to start incorporating a little bit more history into the podcast, again, like I did at the beginning of the show. I want to go back to trying to be a little more logical, just a little less emotional in the podcasts, a little less worked up over these different topics, because I think that more people will be helped and will be able to benefit more from just someone who provides commentary without getting into the screaming and the carrying on and stuff that I don't really like to do. But sometimes I just get so bothered. But that's kind of what I want to do moving forward in that regard. So I'm going to think of some new segments to do. I'm going to be thinking of different ways I can do things. And by the time I come back, it will be roughly in time. Maybe not in time, but it will be roughly into primary season. We can cover the primary debates, how those have gone, and different things like that. So I am really excited for that. Again, just because I think that primary season and election season is one of the most, quote unquote, exciting times, or one of the most entertaining times in politics and in the news. So I will be covering all of that. So again, kind of what I want to be doing with season one coming to a close, I want to revise some of my segments that I'm going to be doing throughout the episodes. I'm also going to be trimming down the number of days that I upload. So when I get to college, what I don't want is, don't come in expecting 4 episodes per week. And I say that just to be upfront and honest, because I don't think that is something that I can do each and every single week, because I don't think that's sustainable for me while I'm, you know, pursuing a college degree on top of that. I just don't think that's something I can do. But what I will say, what you should look for, is maybe it starts off with a podcast a month, then it moves to a podcast, twice a month, then it moves to once a week, and maybe somehow, some way, I'll find time to do a podcast, you know, twice a week, where I do one in the middle of the week and one at the end of the week, or something like that. But I don't want you guys to expect that for me. I don't want that expectation to be out there at all, just because it's unreasonable. I don't think I'll be able to live up to that. So I just want to say now what my goal is to start doing one podcast a week. But if I don't think that that's manageable, I'll go to maybe once a month or every other week, however I decide to go about that. You'll be hearing more from me in the future. So that's kind of what I'm thinking with that, in regards to that. Now, what I want to talk about with recapping kind of season one, reviewing that, reflecting on that, and that is that when I started off, I was doing really good. I was going through all my segments, and then I kind of fell off the wagon a little bit, and I just got caught up in headlines, and I would focus on the headlines and let everything kind of fall to the back. But what I do want to do is maybe bring a couple of those segments back when I do, you know, maybe once a week or once a month or whatever. But a lot of those segments will have to kind of go, just because if I'm only doing one episode a week, I can't have, you know, four different segments to do because there's too much to cover, and I won't be able to cover all this stuff and add all these segments in there. So if there is anything that you specifically enjoyed, any segments that you specifically enjoyed, maybe it was the talking to teens, though you'll see some more of that. Again, I'll talk about that a little bit later. Maybe it was going through the book that I was sent and kind of debunking that. So whatever you think, whatever you enjoyed, I want to hear that. And you can let me know by emailing me at thedrewviewshow@gmail.com. Or you can find me on any of my social medias. Shoot me a message. Let me know what you think. So another thing I want to talk about is what you can look forward to when we get to season two. So I'm not putting an official start date for season two. It could be, you know, it's likely not going to be at the end of August. It could be sometime in September at the latest. It would likely come sometime in October. That's at the very latest. I'm hoping sometime in September I will be able to come on and be able to do that maybe once a week, or again, every other week, something like that, because I do want you guys to be able to get content. And what can you look forward to in season two? So maybe you're thinking, you know, okay, well, if you're going to one episode a week, what's even the point? Like, I don't know, man. Like, the reason I listened to you was because you put out a lot of content, but now that you're not doing that, I don't know. So this is kind of what I want to give you guys. So what I'm going to be doing is, in that week, I'm going to be uploading episodes that are roughly the same length as if you added all of the episodes combined from, you know, all four of the days that I made content. If you added those together and put them into one episode, that's about the length of my episodes for season two if I go to doing them once a week, every other week, something like that, maybe once a month, whatever that may be. What I'm going to be doing is saying, hey, I might not have time to, you know, each day upload an episode because, you know, it takes a lot of time to get all the material around, record it, edit it, and then upload it. It is a long process and it does take a lot of time. So maybe it would just be, instead of doing that 4 days a week, it's one day a week. I sit down, I record an episode going through everything that happened that week, and there it is in a 1 to 2 hour chunk. Maybe it's anywhere, I would say, from 45 minutes to 2 hours. It could be anywhere in that range. It just depends on how much there is to cover in a week. And essentially, you're going to be getting what you are now, but it's just all going to be chunked together at the end of a week, or at the beginning of a week, or whatever it may be. So that way, you can go through and you can have that whole week, or 2 weeks, or a month, whatever it may be, to listen to all of that content. You can listen to just little parts or pieces, or you can skip through it, or you can listen to a little bit each day. You can listen to it all at once, however you want to go about doing that. Another thing I want you guys to look forward to is there is going to be more people than just me on the show. When I, you know, in my head, I envision something. Again, I envisioned a lot of things about season one that didn't always go as planned, but this is kind of my vision, is that I would almost be able to get to a point where I do, like, almost like Steven Crowder, not that big, obviously, of a set, but where I would have me and then potentially someone in what I would call like a second chair, where it would be someone who's usually consistently there in that number two chair. And maybe that person has to not be there 1 week. I throw someone else in the second chair. And then potentially, if we get to that point, we can have somebody in a third chair too. So I have me, and then a co-host, and then we bring on a guest each week that sits in that third chair. And we talk about, whether that be I bring on a professor and talk to them about, you know, their field of study, or it be another student and we talk to them about their views on politics or on the news, different things like that. But what I do want you guys to know is that there will be more voices than just me. That is my hope. Even if it is just two people, me and then someone else, either that is consistently there or that rotates out, or I have different co-hosts with me. However I decide to go about doing that, I want you to know that it will be more than just my voice. I will be able to talk to some other people, get some other people's opinions. So I am really looking forward to that. Hopefully that gets you guys pumped up, that gets you guys excited. I know it gets me excited. I'm really looking forward to what is in store for season two. It is going to be a lot different. It is going to be now coming from a college kid instead of a high school kid, and you're going to be getting opinions from people that maybe have completely different views from me on certain things, or maybe they agree with me on certain things, but we can just have conversations. I think it will be incredibly, incredibly good. I think that it'll do well for the podcast. And one of the most important things I haven't mentioned yet is I am going to try as soon as season two starts. My goal is episode one, starting then, it's going to be on YouTube. That is huge. Getting my listener base ready for YouTube and moving people over to YouTube is going to be one thing. But then also all of the new people that I'll be able to attract just from being on that platform is going to be huge. I'm super excited for that. Hopefully all of that will work out and all that will get ironed out. But again, guys, I'm super excited. What I want you to do before I wrap up the season finale, I need you to do a couple of things, okay? So get ready to do these things, and you can pause, go do them, come back, and keep listening. Number one, I need you to subscribe to The Drew View anywhere where you get your podcasts, okay? That is going to make sure that when I upload season two, you will either be notified or you will have that in your podcast inbox when it comes time for season two to start up. Because like I said, I don't have a specific date yet where I can say, look, this is the date you need to put on your calendar. That date will come. And this brings us to number two. The second thing you need to do is you need to follow me on one of my social medias. I am on Truth Social. If you find me on, you know, the Drew V, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, and I'm on Instagram. All of those, you should be able to type in The Drew View or The Drew View Show, and you should be able to find me on all of those platforms. At least find me on one of them, because again, on there, I'm going to be saying, hey, I am starting season two at this time, on this day, whatever it may be, and then you guys can be prepared for season two. You can also find me there, because another thing that I'm going to be doing with those social medias is, this is, again, really important, I am going to be still uploading content. Now, it's not going to be podcast content, but I am going to be posting on all of my social medias almost regularly, because I'm going to be breaking down my opinions. I can't just stay out of politics completely, guys. I just don't have the time, you know, for the next like little while I'm taking a break between season one and two to be able to record a podcast, you know, for 4 days a week. But what I will be doing is when there are news headlines, when I do want to give my opinions on those things, that will be posted on my social media. You'll be able to get my opinions there. You'll be able to get my thoughts there. So if you have any social media that you can find me on, that would be great. I will leave all of them listed in the show notes of this episode. Again, guys, I'm super excited for what the next chapter has for The Drew View. I'm super excited for season two. Thank you for the support. I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. You guys are the best. You're the reason I'm able to keep doing this. And now let's end with my closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you're a great and mighty God. I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for another opportunity for me to speak into this microphone. Father, I want to thank you for all that you've blessed me with season one of The Drew View. And I pray that you continue to work in me and through me as I move on to season two. Father, just help guide me in the direction that you want me to go with that season. We love you, Lord. We praise you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you guys for sticking around until the finale of The Drew View. Again, number one, make sure you are subscribed wherever you get your podcasts. Number two, make sure you find me on social media at least one place. And number three, I forgot to mention this one, email me with any thoughts, ideas, opinions, etc. that you have. moving into season two. I would love to hear from you guys. And until I see you back here for season two, stay blessed.